はございます。
Good morning, everyone.
ユミカです。今日明かしできる機会をいただけたこと感謝します。
Her name is Yumika, and she said, I'm thankful to have this opportunity to share this testimony with you.
3月から水戸教会の教会員になりました。まだお話しした言葉がない人もいるかと思うので、簡単に自己紹介からします。
I officially became a part of this church family this past March, and there are still several people with whom I haven't had a chance to talk with or to connect with.And since we don't know each other very well, let me share a brief self-introduction with you.
両親がクリスチャンのクリスチャンホームに生まれました。4人兄弟で妹と水戸教会に通っています。で、いつも妹とあの辺に座っています。聖火の姉って覚えていただけたらと思います。
I was born to Christian parents and raised in a Christian home, the third of four siblings.My youngest sister and I have come to be a part of this church family together. And we usually sit over in that area over there during worship. If you just remember me as Seika's elder sister, then that'll be great.
茨城県出身で東京、沖縄、青森と様々な地域に住んだことがあります。昨年茨城に戻ってきて秋ぐらいから水戸教会に通い始めました。
Born and raised here in Ibaraki, I've also had the chance to liveAll over the nation, in Tokyo, Okinawa, and Aomori. Last year, I returned to Ibaraki and first began coming to worship here with Seika this past autumn.
今年の2月末、彩香ちゃん、香織ちゃん、カンナちゃんのバプテスマに参加できなかったので、別でお祝いをしました。それはそれは喜びと平安で満たされたご飯会で、天国はこれ以上なの?って思いました。
This year, at the end of February, Ayaka-chan, Kaori-chan, and Kanna-chan were all baptized on the same day. And I was unable to be there, so we celebrated together afterwards. It was an awesome time of joy and celebration, where God's peace reigned within all of us. And I felt like we got a glimpse and a taste of heaven in that moment.
次の日、母方の祖母が救急車で運ばれて天に召されました。小さい頃、両親が忙しかったので、よく祖母が私たちの面倒を見てくれました。大人になってからも悩みがあるとよく相談したりしていました。そんな大好きな祖母とのこの世での別れが、幸せだった日の次の日にやってきました。
The day after that celebration, though, my maternal grandmother was taken by ambulance to the hospital and she passed away.My parents both worked when we were children, so it was this grandmother who really took care of us and helped my parents to raise us. Even into adulthood, if I had something that I needed to talk about, I would usually talk to her and seek her advice. One of my most difficult losses, having to say goodbye to my favorite grandmother, followed after one of the most joyful days I have ever experienced.
少し前なら岩地に落ちた種のように根がないクリスチャンだったので奈落の底に落ち這い上がる前に枯れてしまっていたと思いますが今回はそうなりませんでした少しは成長したんですかね
Until quite recently, I could say that my faith life as a follower of Jesus was like the seed that fell on rocky soil that couldn't take root deeply and had this loss happened in that time I can say pretty confidently that I would have likely fallen until becoming weak and lost, like I had so many other times. But this time, despite that great loss, I didn't do that. So I realized that I am growing and maturing.
あまりにも落差が大きかったにもかかわらず、涙しながらも心には平安がありました。なぜなら祖母が天国に行った確信があったからでした。祖母は洗礼こそ受けられなかったのですが、何度か信仰告白をしていました。祖母が書いたメモに、神様を信じます。救い主を信じなかったことが罪。天国に行きたいです。と書いてあります。
Even though the gap between those two events was so extreme, I could mourn with deep sadness at the loss of my grandmother and yet maintain a deeper peace within. The reason for this...was because I was confident of my grandmother's eternal reward. Unfortunately, my grandmother was unable to receive baptism because of her condition physically, but she did multiple times confess her faith in Jesus and her need for him, including writing on a memo these words before her death: "I believe in God. My greatest sin was that I had never had believed and accepted Jesus as a Savior before this moment. I want to be eternally with him in heaven."
ルカの福音書23章42節43節。イエス様、あなたの御国の位にお着きになるときには、私を思い出してください。イエスは彼に言われた。誠にあなたに告げます。あなたは今日、私と共にパラダイスにいます。
Luke chapter 23 verses 42 and 43. One of the men that was hanging with Jesus said this to him: "Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me." Jesus replied, "I promise you that this very day you will be with me in paradise."
年前に亡くなった母方の祖父も亡くなる1週間前に母からの神様信じてみない？この問いに、それはそう聞かれるのを待っていたと言い、最後の最後で信仰告白し、賛美あふれる中、天に旅立ちました。
Two years ago, a week before my maternal grandfather's death, my mother asked her father, "Would you like to make a confession of faith in Jesus?" And he responded, "I was waiting for you to ask me that question." And there, at the very end of his life, he made his confession of faith and was gathered and taken into the arms of Christ, surrounded by our hearts and voices, lifting praise to God.
祖父が亡くなる前、良い聖書箇所だと言っていた箇所が詩篇 23.1 から3です。主は私の羊飼い、私は乏しいことがありません。主は私を緑の牧場にふさせ、憩いの水のほとりに伴われます。主は私の魂を生き返らせ、皆のために私を義の道に導かれます。
Before my grandfather's death, I shared with him that good passage in Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord and eternal God is my shepherd. He cares for me always. He provides me rest in rich green fields beside streams of refreshing water. He soothes my fears. He makes me whole again, steering me off worn hard paths to roads where truth and righteousness echo his name.
私たち家族がどのように祖父母と関わって種をまいたか、今日お伝えしたいと思います。
So how did we as a family plant the seed of faith, the gospel, in the soil of my grandfather's heart? I would like to share that with all of you today.
素晴らしい答えを期待してくれた皆様には悪いのですが、あいにく私たち家族は熱心に福音を伝え続けたわけではありません。祖父母と聖書を開く時間を頻繁に持てたわけでもありません。私たちが表立ってできたことは、祖父母と食事をする前のお祈りぐらいでした。あとは至って普通の家族関係だったように思います。良い姿ばかりを見せてきたわけではありません。祖父の救いに関しては無理だなぁと諦めたこともありました。そんな中でも唯一やり続けたことは陰で祈ることでした。
Perhaps it's bad to build up your expectation to think that I'm going to give you some really amazing testimony of how we did this. But unfortunately, I can't say that our family eagerly and continuously shared the gospel with my grandparents in a passionate way.We didn't have all kinds of opportunities to open the Bible and study the Word of God deeply together. The only thing that we did constantly was pause for a time of prayer and thanksgiving at each mealtime. And we had a good family relationship that was stable, caring, warm, and respectful. I confess that I didn't always show my best self, and that personally, I even gave up hope that my grandfather would receive salvation in Jesus. The only thing that I never gave up on was continuing to pray in secret that he would come to faith.
マルコの福音書11章24節。だからあなた方に言うのです。 祈って求めるものは何でもすでに受けたと信じなさい。そうすればその通りになります。
Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Jesus said, So listen to what I'm saying. Whatever you pray for or ask from God, believe that you'll receive it. And you will.
今になって思うと、どれが種まきになったか定かではないのですが、私は種をまく前の関係づくり、つまり土づくりを大事にしてきた気がします。
I find it hard to identify exactly what, when, or how my family and I planted those seeds. But in retrospect, I think I can say that we chose to put a great effort into preparing the soil beforehand so that the soil could receive the seed. In other words, we were laying a foundation in the relationship.
ある時、祖母は昔畑を開拓した話を聞かせてくれました。今みたいに農業機械がない頃、畑仕事を始めた時の話です。
One time, my grandmother told me a story about cultivating the earth of a field for planting. And it was a story about the time before there was farming equipment to do all of the hard labor.
まず、木を伐採して、根や石を取り除き、万の一本で丘を切り崩し、硬い土を掘り、柔らかくして、肥料をブレンドして、ようやく種をまく。このように種まきをするまでにかなりの時間を費やしたと教えてくれました。
First, to clear off the face of entire hill to make a farm, trees were felled and roots and stones were removed from the earth, followed by digging up the hard soil and then working it to soften it up, blending in the fertilizer, and then finally, sowing the seeds. She taught me that it was really hard work.And took a long time for this process of preparing the soil for planting.
今日の聖書箇所でも言われているように、種をまく場所によって結果が変わってくる。でも私はどれが良い地か判断できる賜物や、大胆に御言葉を語る賜物を持っていないので、自分にできる関係づくりを大事にしてきました。
As mentioned in today's gospel lection from Jesus' parable of the sower, the result of the harvest.Is dependent upon the condition of the soil in which the seed is planted. However, I feel like I lack the wisdom and experience yet to know which is the best place and timing to speak the word of God boldly. So I have focused my effort instead upon the value of growing and nurturing the relationship, which is the soil preparation.
一緒に時間を過ごすこと、ニーズを満たすこと、寄り添うこと、感謝や愛を伝えること、そんな簡単なことをしていました。つまり、今自分にできる精一杯をやる。それが種まきにつながるのではないかと思います。一人では難しいときは、他の賜物を持った方々に頼る。あとは神様に委ねる。
Spending time together, expressing gratitude and love, growing intimacy, and trying to help meet needs. This is the simple daily stuff that I try to do.In other words, now, I do my best and I give my all. And I think these things are connected and that lead to the ability to sow seeds. And when it is difficult to do it alone, that's all the more reason to partner with others who have a diversity of gifts to work together, the church. The rest is entrusted to God.
ヨハネの福音書15章16節あなた方が私を選んだのではありません。私があなたが選び、任命したのです。それはあなた方が行って身を結び、そのあなた方の身が残るためです。
John chapter 15 verse 16 Jesus said, You did not choose me. I chose you. And I orchestrated all of this so that you would be sent out and bear great and perpetual fruit.As you do this, anything you ask the Father in my name will be done.
祖父母が人生を全うした証が誰かの救いの種になればいいなと思います。そして私もこの二人がこの世で人生を全うしたように与えられた人生を神様と共に全うしたいと思います。そして名前のように身を結ぶキリストの香りが放てるようにこれからも成長していきたいと思います。
My hope and my prayer is that the testimony of my grandparents coming to faith as a fulfillment of patience and prayer will become the seed of someone else's salvation too. And just as my grandparents finished their lives here on earth, culminating in eternal life with God, I too want to fulfill my life being together with God. Just as my parents prayed when they blessed me with my name and selected the kanji that is in my name, I want to continue to grow, that I can share the beautiful and pleasing aroma of Christ that will result in a rich harvest.
最後に好きな聖書箇所を、はい、ごめんなさい。
いいよ。
今ね、好きな聖書箇所を言いますとか言う、最後に。
いいよ。ここでポーズして、はい、で、拾う、ここからちょっと感じてたって言ってください。
はい。最後に好きな聖書箇所を言います。伝道書の書3章1節から8節と11節です。天の下では何事にも定まった時期があり、すべての営みには時がある。生まれるのにも時があり、死ぬのにも時がある。飢えるのに時があり、飢えたものを引き抜くのに時がある。殺すのに時があり、癒すのに時がある。崩すのに時があり、立てるのに時がある。泣くのに時があり、微笑むのに時がある。嘆くのに時があり、踊るのに時がある。石を投げ捨てるのに時があり、石を集めるのに時がある。抱擁するのに時があり、抱擁をやめるのに時がある。探すのに時があり、失うのに時がある。保つのに時があり、投げ捨てるのに時がある。引き裂くのに時があり、縫い合わせるのに時がある。黙っているのに時があり、話をするのに時がある。愛するのに時があり、憎むのに時がある。戦うのに時があり、和睦するのに時がある。神のなさることはすべて時にかなって美しい。神はまた人の心に永遠を与えられた。しかし人は神が行われる御業を初めから終わりまで見極めることができない。
Finally, I would like to share these words from scripture that are on the banner at the back of the auditorium and have deep meaning to me personally. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 and verse 11. For everything that happens in life, there is a season, a right time for everything under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to collect the harvest, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build up, a time to cry, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, a time to pile them up, a time for warm embrace, a time for keeping your distance, a time to search, a time to give up as lost, a time to keep, a time to throw out, a time to tear apart, a time to build, bind together, a time to be quiet, a time to speak up, a time to love, a time to hate, a time to go to war, a time to make peace. And I know God has made everything beautiful for its time. God has also placed in our minds a sense of eternity. We look back on the past and ponder over the future, yet we cannot understand the doings of God.
神様に感謝して栄光を期します。ありがとうございました。
I give thanks and glory to God. Thank you.